This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, this is Justine Toe and you're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. Maggie Hamilton is a writer, publisher and social researcher who's immersed herself in the world of young people for the past few years. She's written up her findings in her book, What's Happening to Our Boys? And she's here to discuss the lives of young men today. Thanks for joining us, Maggie.
Great to be with you, Justine.
So I'd like to hear more about how boys are specifically affected by performance culture and sexualisation. So can you give us some insight into how performance culture impacts the lives of young boys and men today?
Absolutely. This rigid culture that we've talked about already of performance is now starting to impact boys fairly recently, but in a very acute way. And that is their awareness that they have to look and behave a certain way, which is very much informed by what they see in movies, what they see in the MTV clips, which are often quite pornographic and violent, and also the kinds of images they see on billboards where they're seeing, you know, semi-naked women all the time and guys who are undressed. And so this immediately makes young boys from very young age aware of the very sexualized component that society is, and start to think about how they should behave in this kind of sexualized world that they're immersed in.
Now, there's a lot of people who kind of say, oh, well, that might be the case for some boys, but not everyone gets affected in the same ways. How do you respond to that sort of objection?
Well, I think unless a young boy is living in a bubble, then they're going to see this stuff. I think the problem for us is, as adults, is that we see the sexualized material all the time and we're so desensitized to it. I mean, we might see a billboard which we have around of girls in jeans topless, just covering their breasts with their hands. We're not immediately going to rip our tops off and wander around topless, but we forget that we've had a lifetime of experience looking at that, and we actually realise that's about selling jeans. Our kids see that differently, and it's very confusing for a boy who is starting to be aware of his own sexual self, coming into puberty, having, you know, different feelings around sex, and it's very confusing anyway. So this becomes the script for them of how they should be, unless they have a situation in the family where dad particularly, boys do not like to talk to mum about sexual issues, but dad can talk about that stuff with them in a gentle and non-confrontational and in a very everyday kind of way.
Yeah, so can you tell us more about how important you think it is for a boy to have that father figure, really, if not a father himself?
Look, it's terribly important because it's very hard for boys today because many of our boys are underfathered or have too few men in their lives to really give them a sense of what a good man is about and also what good choices are about. So, you know, would you like to, because of course we have now young boys from six accessing porn, and that is acting out in school with sexual abuse in primary schools as well as secondary schools, and then the drug culture when you get to secondary school and very aggressively sexualized girls. Very, very dangerous ground for our boys these days. They're just as vulnerable. Having a good man who can model what being a good man's all about, who can actually provide other excitement and adventure for a boy that grows the whole person and can have those embarrassing discussions, you know, around, you know, body changes and all that kind of thing. But more than that, choices, but in a conversational, not a lecture-style way, to say, you know, would you like to see that happening to your mum or your sister? And those kinds of things, and humanising that human interaction. And also talking about what a good sexual experience is about, I think is a really important thing. And giving them a vision of what having a beautiful relationship as an adult can be about. And that is what's missing in the present culture. You know, we do have sex ed, but it's very sterile, it's very mechanical. It's not talking about sexuality, sensuality, desire, longing, all those things. And that's what a good man can do for a boy.
Thank you, Maggie, for bringing these matters to our attention. Stay with us across the series as we continue the conversation looking for solutions.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.